All right. So I welcome all of you here to the Sweet Spot 2019, kind of an orientation, just building off of the kickoff call where more questions came up. And Dr. Rita Marie is actually out of town, so she's not able to do this. And so she asked me. And the main objective here is for all of you to feel comfortable with the program, where you're at in the program, maneuvering and navigating. It's like moving to a new city and not knowing where the heck the local grocery store is at. And once you get there, where is all the stuff I want to buy? And so we're all here for you. Lots of people coming in. And so I make sure that this is working out best for all of you. I want to start it out first. We're going to do just a quiet moment so that everybody is here and feeling comfortable. I'll let you know, because I live along the Minnesota-Iowa border, and I live in a little, tiny little acreage. Tiny, I mean, it's 4 acres, but we have chickens, and it's gotten really cold and snowy, and the reason I mention that is I have them actually right beside me. So if you hear this chirping noise, you don't wonder what that is. I've been on a few calls lately, and I can see this quizzical look on people's face. They're little, they're just little, like they sit on my hand type tiny. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so thank you for opening your lines and your cameras so we can see each other, and that will help us as we work together over this, in this community together, that you actually get to see each other's faces. So when you're maybe on a Facebook chat with people, you can actually see them. So let's just start with some deep breathing. You can close your eyes if you'd like to. Put your hands softly in your lap and put the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, kind of behind your teeth, and just relax. Relax your face, your eyes, your jaw, your neck, your shoulders, and breathe. If it helps you to put one hand on your belly so you can feel the breath and where it's moving. Just be fully aware of your breath as it moves throughout your body. You get to direct your breath. You get to tell your breath to slow down. And you, through the direction of your breath, you will be lowering your blood sugar. Through the direction of your breath, you get to clear your mind. Our minds get so full of chatter throughout the day. And this is the moment where you get to slow it down and clear it out. And hear your own breath, your own voice. And know that you can do this at any time. You don't need to shut your eyes or do anything special. Just notice as you're getting tense to take a breath and empower yourself to be calm and to keep yourself in this space of clarity and helping yourself to have lower blood sugar, lower stress levels. When you're ready, I like to rub my hands together, kind of warm them up a little, get some energy there, and then cover your eyes, kind of cup them over your eyes, and slowly open your eyes. And when you're ready, draw your hands away from your face and bring yourself here. All right, so we are going to have a great call. If you're not familiar with the Zoom platform, if you click on where it says participants, you should see a list of participants, but you should also see this bar that will say things like yes, no, go slower, go faster, and then there's one that says more. And when you do that, you can see some hands, like dislike, like, clap, things like that. And then before, underneath that, let's see, I thought that was where, maybe it's under chat. Oh, I know why. So you should see one that says raise hand. That's what I'm trying to get to. So if you see that, click on where it says raise hand.
Where is that?
So Marilla has it. So so if you click on where it says participants, you should be able to see a bar that has some options for you. If you're on an iPad, I'm not as clear on where you find it.
We got it at the bottom underneath all the participants.
Yeah, okay. Underneath all the names.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There it is.
Yeah. We're playing the raise hand game.
So the little hand by our name, I noticed when I go up to do that, it won't let me push that one, though. Is it just the one at the bottom I'm supposed to push?
Yeah, that's the fastest way that I know to do it. Okay. And then when I call, what we'll use this for is if you have a question. And that way we'll be able to avoid having people talking all at once. And let's see. If you have background noise, you may want to mute yourself. Yep, I got it. Okay, so Ursula, I've muted your microphone. If you'd like to speak up again, unmute yourself. So right now...
Hi, this is Ursula.
Okay, great. So you have a lot of background noise, so I had muted you, but if you have a question, go ahead and ask me what that question is. I'm not sure if you're, like... at a restaurant or someplace. I just hear a lot of people talking in the background.
Yeah, okay. Is it okay?
Cool, much better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And do you see how to raise your hand?
No, I don't.
Okay. So are you on a computer, a laptop, an iPad?
I'm on an iPhone.
iPhone? Okay, mm-hmm. I think it's pretty much the same. I've done Zoom. There's some place where you press participants. It's on the bottom. And you'll have a list of the people that you should be able to raise your hand. You should see something that says raise hand. And like I said, the reason I want to use this is because it's much easier. On your iPad, it's under more. Okay, thank you, Sue. So you may see a button that says raise hand. And Barbara can't see herself. So So let me see. Oh, Barbara, I only see your microphone, so I'm not, maybe you don't have a camera. And you should still be able to see the participant button. And then you click on that and it should show a bar that might say more or just raise hand or something. So like I said, the reason I wanted to share this all with you is because it will be much easier if you can raise your hand that way. And I can open and I can say, you know, Delia, you have a question. What is it? And that way we don't have conflictions with people trying to all talk at the same time. Great. Okay. Wonderful, Barbara. So you can lower your hands for now. And
do we just click on it again?
Yep. Perfect. Okay. Yep.
All right. Do you want us to put questions in the chat? Or do
you can
want
put questions in the chat as well. Whatever you feel most comfortable with, either way is fine. I can see both. Sometimes you'll put a question in, and that will invite more questions. And so then we can have that conversation. But at least we have this as an option for now. So the main reason I'm here to serve and support you is so that you feel comfortable going through the program, that you have a better understanding of it. So before I do any type of site tour or anything from my perspective, I want to make sure from your perspective that you're comfortable, that you have any questions that are answered right now. So let's see here. I see... Donna, did you have a question or are you still just raising your hand? And then to unmute yourself, you see where the microphone icon is? You just click or unclick there. So I'm going to unmute you, Donna, just to make sure. Donna? Did you have a question or your hand was just still raised from the exercise? Your microphone is open. So you should be able to talk. And I don't hear you. So you may have something on your end that I can't talk or you can't talk. I'll leave your microphone open and we'll see what happens. Lisa, did you have a question?
Why isn't my hand up?
Yep.
Oh, hold on. Is it on? Is it
now? It's done.
Oh, okay. When the circle appears, it's okay.
Great. You're good. Great. Delia, do you have a question?
Yes. I listened to the other call, but I'm just barely starting. Kind of yesterday, I've been out of town, so I've got a lot of questions. But the one question right now, I noticed on the diet guideline sheet. The foods, and quite often it says, don't have this if, or you can have this if you stay below 110 mm-hmm. in your readings. Is that completely below 110 that there's no point at, you know, if you're at like 107 after you eat and you go up to 120 and then you're back down to 110 in a couple hours or, yeah, are we not supposed to have that again? Are you supposed to stay below 110 the entire time?
Okay, the goal is to get below 110. So, you know, one of the goals that we're bringing you through with the sweet spot and the reason for the testing, and this is good especially if you're a little hesitant to do the testing, and I'll let you know, I absolutely hate needles. I was that young child who ran around her doctor's office and then ran home. This is when doctors had little tiny offices in just about every neighborhood, and so you could run home. I'm maybe dating myself, but that's okay.
Well, you probably were in a small town then.
No, I lived in Minneapolis.
Oh, were you? Okay.
Yeah, I lived in Minneapolis. That's where I grew up. And so, yeah, no, it was a metro area, but still. Anyway, I just share that because I hated needles, absolutely hated needles. But I can put my finger and do this with relative ease. So I offer that as encouragement if any of you are much like me. So I'm going to share my screen here because I think that will be helpful as we go through this particular.
So if you eat something and at any point in the 2 hours after that you go above 110, that's something you shouldn't eat again then?
Correct.
Okay.
So at least for the time being until you go through the metabolic reset program. So this is a great question and a great way to kind of segue into all of this. So everything in Foundations is teaching you the steps that you need to know to help you prepare for the 30-day metabolic reset. So the Foundations, these are just I want to make sure people can see my screen, but when you hover your cursor over Foundations, you get this drop down and you can see all the different steps. And the idea for all of these is to help you get prepared for when, as a group, if you want to, it is not mandatory, but if you want to do the 30-day metabolic reset with all of us through the month of June. And so that's one of the reasons we wanted to dispel this idea that you're behind. Each of the pieces you do here will just prepare you for that. And then as you go through these foundational pieces, you can move over and module 1 is on fitness. Module 2 has more on nutrition. Module 3 is stress. Module 4 is sleep. And module 5 is putting it all together. And then you do your metabolic reset. Now, as I tell you this, it doesn't mean if you, let's say June 1st comes around and you're like, but I've only gone through part of module 2. I've done foundations, module 1, module 2. It's okay if you didn't finish it. All right. I just want to emphasize it's okay if you didn't go through every single module here. Okay, does everybody understand that? Mm-hmm. Is everybody okay with that? Mm-hmm. During the metabolic reset time, when we're doing it all together, you can go back and review all of these materials because you may have questions as you go through that metabolic reset. Like you said, I have to keep my numbers under 110. So I'm going to go here. I'm going to go to where it says test your glucose, if it lets me. There you go. And this is a sheet that you will become really familiar with. And if you haven't printed it out or anything yet, I encourage you to. There you go.
You're talking about the glucose tracking.
Correct. Okay. Right, there we go. So this is where you find out about getting a meter. If you're going to do it, again, it's not mandatory, but I can, like I shared with you, it can be really helpful to help you know more and actually become quite fascinating. And then in this video, Dr. Rita Marie shows you how to do it. And I know you'll be doing it a lot right now because it's new and you're testing it out and your fingers may get a little sore. So there are things called alternative site locations where you can do it. And first of all, don't do it on the very pad because that's your most tender point. You do it on the side. It won't affect you as much on the side. You can also use your palm. You can use your arm. You can use your leg. You can use other sites. The reason that fingers are used most frequently is because you're going to get the most recent blood, I guess is the best way to say it, because the blood in your fingertips have the most recent blood sugar readings, I guess, if you want to call it that. But it doesn't mean you can't use any of the others. It does mean that when you take your blood sugar, write down on your tracking sheet where you've done it from. There's also a little device that you may have heard us talk about called the Genteel, Genteel device. And that's what you would use for your Lansing device instead of your regular blood sugar device. So you would use this, and what it does is it has like a suction. It like lifts it up, and then it pokes, and it's like you don't even realize you got poked. And then you take your strip in your meter, and you collect the blood. So I just offer that. So this, I'm going to use just the PDF because it will show up more easily than the Excel. So you can print this out, and you're going to be using this during the now as you're testing, and during the metabolic reset time. So you do your first morning blood glucose. What I suggest to people is they go to bed and they have their blood glucose meter like right there next to you on your bedstead or what, however. So when you wake up in the morning, before you do anything else, you check your blood sugar. And then you come over here and you put it down with the time and everything. You know, what's your stress level? Hopefully first thing in the morning, your stress level will not be too great. If you want to, you can take your pulse. It's your radial pulse is often the easiest. And then this goes into when you're starting to eat. And so then you would just do this part here, and then you'd go down when you get ready to eat, and you do another line. And so you would write the time down you're going to eat, any stress or anything like that, and then what your glucose is before you eat. And then in the food and beverage area, write down absolutely everything. So let's say you make a smoothie and you put in kale and chard and spinach and an avocado and some licorice tea as your water and a scoop of protein powder. And then, you know, make notes somewhere of what the ingredients are in your protein powder, because then when you start taking your glucose after that, and it does go above 110, you go, okay, what was it that was in here? Maybe that protein powder had rice protein, and my body doesn't like rice protein. Or maybe it was a green powder that had some fruit in it. That could be it. And so the next time you make that meal, you leave out that protein powder. And then you test again to see what it was. And this is what this whole period, this next month is all about, is testing to see what foods are affecting it. Now, it might be that your food was amazing. However, you just had a fight with somebody. And this is why the stress part is really important, because the stress will raise your blood sugar. This is another reason you'll often hear Dr. Rita Marie say, before you eat, even if it's a smoothie, take a breath and just calm down before you eat, and then eat your meal. And so you may need to wait 5-10 minutes before you eat. When your body is in stress, it slows down your digestion. In fact, sometimes it like stops it. You won't have enough stomach acid to digest your meal. So it's really important. It's almost better you fast than eat if you are that stressed out. So I'm just emphasizing it's not always the food. But this is why this tracking sheet is so important, because you get to go back and look and see what was happening, what did I eat, and then make new decisions. Does that help?
Yes. Is there a place that tells us how to do our pulse?
That's a great question. Let me see.
Is there a place that tells us how to do our blood sugar?
So, yes. Thank you for whoever said that. So if you want to know how to do your blood sugar, again, we're in the glucose testing site. Action step number 2 says learn how to measure your own blood glucose and blood sugar.
Where do we find this?
Okay, great. Thank you. So I'm going to go all the way back to home, and we'll start there. And I appreciate it when you tell me questions, because,
I was supposed to raise our hand, but you're not looking, so I'm interrupting you. Sorry.
No, it's not. No apologies necessary. This is what this is for. And I asked. So this is the main page. This is your Unstoppable Health Community. And let's see, somebody else has a question here.
So if we go to foundations and go through everything, we'll find a video that tells us where to buy this blood sugar thing.
Absolutely. All right.
So what you're saying is go to foundations and you can buy, you'll tell us where to buy it. And you'll have a video on how to do it.
Perfect. Yep. So when you first log in and you're at your main Unstoppable Health Community site, you go to your Sweet Spot dashboard. You go to foundations, and on the drop down, you'll see step by step. So prepare for success. That's where your commitment for action, if you haven't done it already, it's your commitment to doing this.
So just go back to the basics. Is there something you've sent to us where you go to the website and you say, go to foundation and do everything on foundation? Is there anything else we should be doing? I'm just not clear.
Sure. Okay. So
I just want to know if you can.
You bet. Absolutely. So in your welcome email, okay, and
is a welcome email?
You should have received a welcome email that had the link for all of this. And
you know the date of it?
You should have gotten it as soon as you signed up. And it would have come from Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, DrRitaMarieLoscalzo at drritamarie.com. And I'm going to see.
So in the welcome email, all the information will be there about what I should do to the next meeting.
Hold on a second. I'm going to mute somebody there. So what in that welcome email, it gives you the link for the Unstoppable Health Community and your login information. And it says to come here and go to foundations. So yeah, you come to foundations. You can either just click on foundations or just go to one of the drop down box areas. If you click on it itself, you'll see all the different boxes. There we go. And get started, basically get started is just, again, making sure that you have, it talks about making sure that you're going to be seeing our emails. Excuse me. And There we go. So here's the emails you want to whitelist and how to do it. Whitelist means to make sure that you see our emails, because there's nothing more frustrating than not seeing the emails and thinking, well, when is it starting? What am I supposed to be doing? And that will help you to make sure you do that. And then it just has a little bit more information on your dashboard. If you want to join the Facebook group, you can do that. And the link for the call page. And then there's a link if you want to get a hold of the help desk. And then at the bottom of it, then it's like, okay, I've gone through that. I go to the next section.
So before the next meeting, which would be, do you have the date already? I just want to know what do we have to get done till the next meeting? That's what I'm doing.
You bet. And so this is what we call a self-paced program. So you don't have to be at any particular point. It's what works out best for you. The next meeting is, I will double check here. I think it's not there.
May 9th.
That's what I was thinking, but I wanted to double check. So there is, that's just for Sweet Spot. There is what's called office hour calls. That would be next Thursday. That's for people who are in any of Dr. Rita Marie's programs.
Okay, so next Thursday at what time?
So that one is at, where did it go?
And how do we find out those phone calls? Because I want to be on all of them.
Sure. So here's where it says calls and recordings. So when you click on calls and recordings,
yeah,
it will bring you to a page that lists all the calls and their times. And here we go. So you can see here all the dates and times for the calls. So here's the one that's May 9th. Oh. And then here's May 13th. That's just for Sweet Spot.
Okay. Now, when we have on a phone call, when can we show her our blood work? Or can we show her our sugar, like what's like the number?
Sure.
We have?
Sure.
What I want to do is I want to learn how to read the charts, because my doctor has a thick accent. I can't understand her.
Oh.
So I don't know what you're saying. And yeah, I want to know what all those things mean, especially the sugar. So when will we be able to like show her, like would we text her?
Nope. So, what we've done to help you with that, under where it says extras, this first, drop-down says test results reporting and lab uploader. So when you click on that, it will bring you to what's called a Google form, and you fill it out. And there you go. And so I can't show you the whole thing.
And then I can send her my blood work. Is that what you're trying to say?
Right. So as soon as you finish filling this out, it automatically comes to us.
Great. Okay.
So you just have to fill that out, and you'll see a lot of things in here. It will have all the things, because then if you're on that call, so if you were on the other calls, you saw that was just audio only. We don't actually see each other like we do here. And so you have the ability though to be on that call, and, the way you do that,
blood work, because we sent the form and she'll know our blood work.
Correct. So, I know some people were having questions about how all of that worked. Do you mind if I just show you how that works? When you're in it's instant teleseminar. I can, let's see here. And because if you've been on it, you see where you go on and you have the three sections that you get to sign, you sign in for a call. You get phone, web call, or broadcast. Now, if you're going to watch something on broadcast, you're not going to be able to talk to Dr. Rita Marie. But if you're going to call in or use the web call, you can open your line and she can have a conversation with you just like we are here. And I'll just click on this so we can... Here we go. So this is, if you were on one of those calls, this is what you should see. Oh, I can't do it because it's not, it hasn't opened. Anyway, so here you would see the three choices. Do you remember that when you went on to the call? The kickoff call? No?
I'm not sure what you're...
Okay, so when you were on the kickoff call, you came to a page that was similar to this, and except that it had three spots here, one that said phone, one that said broadcast, and one that said web call. And you would click on one of them, and when you clicked on it, it also brings up the slides, so you can see her slides. Let's see if I can find one that I can do this with. Were you on the kickoff call?
Yeah, I'm not sure what. Don't answer my question because you're only confusing me right now. So, like, if someone else is getting something from this, but I'm not.
Okay.
Can I say something about why you're probably being frustrated? You know, there were two previous calls. One was a kickoff call, and then there was another one a day or so ago.
Yeah, there were two. They were both kickoff calls. Exactly.
Okay, but whatever it is, I just want to finish, and then that may clarify a few things. This call is to help us see the website, a tour of the website. It's not questions and answers. She's being very generous with that information. But really, the whole point of this is to help us understand all the parts of the course that we have access to. So, you know, some of the things you're frustrated about are the purpose for this call.
So. Okay. Well, thank you for that. And that's kind of why I wanted to ask questions, because I wanted to make sure that there wasn't a frustration there that, that it was directed towards what you want. I didn't want to just do a site tour and then have you still be more frustrated because I didn't answer your questions. Mm-hmm. So
but the specific question, you know, if it's feeling like a question and answer call about, you know, like, when am I supposed to do my, you know, blood work instead of where can I go find the video on how to set myself up? Then it becomes confusing. And that's kind of where she is. So I just thought I'd say all that because that's what it looked like we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. And it sounds like so far what you're saying is go to the foundations and read through the whole thing and go to M through M5. And get ready for the next phone call and get your blood work over, you know, through that form under extras. So far, that's...
So definitely those steps, going through foundations. Again, in this preparing for success with your commitment to action and your values, visions, assessment, the Facebook group, and then you click on the next one that says, here's where you're going to learn about the supplies. And the supplies are the supplements as well as the types of foods that you can get. There you go. That's what this is. And then we talked more about the glucose meter. So what you've done, you've logged into the site, you've gone through your commitment to action, you've done the prepare for success pieces. Then you click here, you come here, and you're going to get the materials you need. You're going to get your supplements, you're going to get your glucose meter, you're going to get your foods. So that's the second step. All right. So we've helped you to, you know, you're committed to being here. We're going to help you be successful. Here's the materials you can get. Now, we're going to have you do some assessments while you're waiting for your materials to come, your glucose meter or any supplements or anything to come in if you've had to order them. And then here you have some assessments you can do. And this is nice, especially if you're not doing any lab testing or something like this. This will help you to understand more about how fitness, diet, attitude, and sleep and timing are going to affect your blood sugar. And again, you can track your measurements, your fitness. I know as I've gone through some of the assessments, I've celebrated with people that realized they could do squats and weren't aware they could do. So that's the type of thing. If you want to take a before and after picture, this is the place you can do it. Nobody else sees it. If you do want to get lab testing done, that's where you have that information. If you want to understand more about how, and this is really nice, especially if you live outside the United States, to understand more about what those blood sugar readings mean. So we've done your commitment, you're preparing for success, we've gotten your materials, your supplement, your glucose readings, your glucose monitor, and then we've gone on and done a few more assessments to understand more about what's happening within our body, because your blood glucose is going to tell you a part of that, but the rest of your body is going to reflect how these how your blood sugar levels are affecting your health. So I'm going to stop there just to make sure that I haven't, that I'm not rushing it or overwhelming or any confusion.
Can I also clarify something that she said before that also might be helpful? You, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Lynn, I'm Lynn, sorry.
No, I know you're Lynn, but the other lady that was speaking.
Lisa.
Okay, so Lisa said, I know. So as you reviewed what you needed to do, you said, and I have to, got to read this beginning material, and I have to review the call that I missed, and I have to do all the sections on all the modules, and then I come to the call. That is, you don't have to read all those modules. You don't have to have done all of that before you go to the call.
So exactly.
You said that, but you don't have to have done all of that.
No. And thank you for bringing that up. I was hoping to get to that, but I wanted to address this part first. And this, again, goes back to the fact that this is a health program. It's much easier. There's power within a group. And so allowing people to do the metabolic reset together, it helps us all together. But it isn't the requirement that you have to do the metabolic reset with us. If you have vacations or something's going on that you need to do it before or after, you can do that. And somebody, somebody's making some noise, and I'm not sure who. So if you are listening and your microphone is open, yeah, I think it's muted. Thank you. Maybe not. Let's see. So let's see. Lisa, is your...
Hi, can I ask a question?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Nancy.
Okay.
I have a question about, I've started going through the Get Started and going through those sections in there. And then I came to one where Dr. Rita Marie is, has some videos in there regarding, you know, some cooking, you know, breads, crackers, and things of that nature. And I've not had time to sit and really view those. If I progress beyond that, will I still be able to access those later?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So you have these, you have all of these site materials for at least a year.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing that goes away at the beginning of August are the live calls, but you'll have access to the call recordings. And okay. Yeah. So right now what I want to do is make sure that everybody understands, one, how to find their site, how to get on the Unstoppable Health Community site and log in, find your sweet spot program, and then understands going through each of the tiles, the prepare for success, getting your supplies, the assessments, and now we're on the glucose part.
So then... Everything we see when we first logged on will continue to be accessible to us throughout the whole program.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So, like I said, you have this program for at least a year. The live calls go away, but you have the call recordings as part of that throughout the year.
Where are those videos that she was talking about?
Well, I'll get there. I just want to make sure, first of all, make sure everybody understands this is self-paced. You don't have to have everything done by the next call. You do what you can. All the calls are recorded, so if you cannot be on them, you can go back and listen to them. And those are all viewed right here under calls and recordings. You can go on here and write down on your calendar the dates and the times, and so you'll know as you make any other plans, but also know that everything is recorded, so you can always go back and listen if you can't, if you cannot be there. And then again, we all start up foundations. You go first with prepare for success, get your supplies, and then assess yourself. And now where we're at is testing your glucose. So by now you would have gotten your glucose monitor. And if you haven't, there's another link for it there. You can get one at your drugstore, if that's the most convenient way to do it. And then watch this video where Dr. Reedy explains about testing your blood sugar. And as I said, you know, and she'll talk about it in the video, mainly people do it on their fingers, but there are alternative sites. And in here, we also talk about the Genteel Lancing device, if that's something else you want. And then once you've learned how to actually do it, you're going to start tracking it. And there's different ways you can do this. You can download it and open it up as an Excel sheet, or you can do it as a PDF version. Either way, I would encourage you to print it out so that you can write in it the different pieces. And as I said previously, as you do this, then, and I still have that open, I think. Yeah, you're going to write one time out where you start with the day and time first thing in the morning, go down to the next line where you put the date and the time, and do things like your stress, your pulse, what your glucose is, be really detailed with the foods. Also with the stress, make note of that. The time you're done with your meal, what your pulse is afterwards, what your glucose is right afterwards, and then every 15 minutes, you take your glucose reading up to an hour. If you have not come down to your baseline, which is the glucose, what the glucose was right before you ate, then do it another hour later. The idea behind this is we want to see how far up your glucose level goes, how long it takes to get there, and then how long it takes to get it down to that baseline. And this is where we start to see, is it going above 110? And if it is, how long does it take to get there? And then how long does it take to get back down to what it was beforehand?
Hi, this is Ursula. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking for things to avoid, the food to avoid, because right now, every morning I eat oatmeal, and I used to track my glucose, but my endocrinologist told me not to do it anymore because I lowered my A1C. But now every morning I eat oatmeal. I don't know if that's affecting me or will affect me. So I'm looking for foods to eat or not to eat, like for lunch, for breakfast, lunch or dinner. Great. And when I saw the graph, I only see like vegetables, rice and all that, nothing. So I have to go by that chart.
Well, there the food. We do. Right. And I'm going to get there in just a moment. So I'm going to finish talking here about how to track that. So
okay.
Once you figure out which foods to eat, you're going to be able to put that in here. And
okay.
So there you okay, so this is just more about measuring your blood sugar, the conversion, that type of thing. There is, if you want to really get into it, there's advanced information. And then again, there's a progress journal. So I encourage you to fill out the progress journal. And we see that, and we can reply. That's another great way to get support.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. So now we're going to move, I'm just going to move on a little bit because we can really spend a lot of time on the glucose part, but I want to move on just a little bit first. So this is where you're going to get into some of the actions. So far we've been doing things to get ready. You do your commitment to action, your visions, and then you move on to getting your supplies, your glucose meter. You understand the types of foods to get. I don't know what that meant. And just getting everything ready and prepared. You've got your supplements. Then you move on and you've learned how to measure your blood glucose. And you're getting an understanding of the importance of tracking it and that type of thing. So these are all really preparatory things to do. So now we're going to see what can I do during my day that will really affect my blood sugar. So as I start tracking it, I can see what things I can do to help with it. So burst exercise, starting with your burst exercise first thing in the morning. Earlier I mentioned going to bed and having your blood glucose meter right there beside you. So you first thing you do, you test your blood sugar and you see, oh, it's a little high. So then you do a burst exercise and that will generally bring down your blood sugar reading. And it has to do with growth hormone and everything, and you can read more about that in the fitness module. And so that's one of the reasons she has this here. is to make sure that you get some burst exercise. And first thing in the morning is probably the easiest way to do it. And you can read more about that there. Making sure that you're staying hydrated. Again, this is kind of setting you up so you have a routine for your morning. You test your blood sugar, you do a little burst exercise, you drink some water, because hydration is going to help keep your blood sugar levels down. And there's a schedule here and everything that can help you to keep track. For myself, I just fill up a big jar, and by the end of the day, that thing better be done. Transforming stress. Okay, I can't click on it because it will start me up all over again. I have about 5 different streams because I keep forgetting and I click it. Anyway, the moment you click this, you get started with your 30 days of transforming stress. What that is every morning you'll get an email that has a little audio, like 3-4 minutes of Dr. Rita Marie, just taking you through and giving you some encouragement and just a gentle message to help you with your day. So what you have here on this page is your morning routine. You test your blood sugar, you do a burst, you drink some water, and you listen to Dr. Reed Marie and with her transforming stress audio. Okay. Does that make sense? Does that help?
Yes.
Okay. And this is just to remind you to get to bed at a decent time. I have a Chinese medicine clock here. Okay, and it says on here exactly why you need to be in bed by 11 p.m. Between 9 and 11 is when you're supposed to prepare, but 11 p.m. is when we have our gallbladder time. So 11 to 1 and 1 to 3 is gallbladder liver time.
I have just a quick question. When they say that, does that mean you're falling asleep at 11 p.m. or you're watching Netflix at 11 p.m.?
You tell me. What do you think it's telling you?
I think it means you're sleeping.
Yes. So to help with that, from 9 to 11 is what they call the triple warmer time. And this is where you're supposed to chill out, relax, read, watch Netflix. As long as it's gentle and relaxing Netflix, not...
Okay, at what time did you say it?
That says from 9 to 11.
9 to 11, okay.
Yeah. And so... again, everybody's life's a little different, but our body, all of our bodies kind of run in the same cycles, and it's important. That 11 o'clock time with your gallbladder and then moving into your liver is really important to understand that, because that also explains why we tell you to stop eating by 7 o'clock. Yeah. So your body's had a chance to actually digest dinner. And so what it gets to do at 11 is actually thoroughly digest everything. It doesn't have to work so hard. So your body you can rest, you can sleep, because your body's not working as hard. So the type of digestion it does is it's deeper, but it allows you to sleep deeper. So I just want to put a little plug in there, because sometimes we do stay up late watching Netflix or something that we shouldn't be. I'm not going to say shouldn't. That may not be for your best and highest good. So then you do your progress journal and then move on to the foundational nutrition. There is no finish line here. There is nothing that says hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, you got to get it done. Work through it as you can. Now, that being said, I encourage you to look at your calendar and write down on there, whether it's 15, 20 minutes a day or however, I am working on this, and go through and review it, and this will help you move along. So again, the nutrition, And this is where we're going to get into that part of where you were asking about the food. So this is a diagram or a document, a guide that goes into the foods that are really good for you. So it's just a listing and it gives you an idea of what those foods are and how they can help you. So as you're making any kind.
And where is this on the, is this under foundation?
This is under, sorry, thanks. I may move too quickly. Foundational nutrition.
Thank you.
Do that. And so again, as you're making your food list and putting together ideas for menu planning, you can look at the different foods there and see what you have there in your community. We have here a shopping list. Here, I'll open this one up. So I have 7 children, and so menu planning and shopping lists and things were, or have been for as long as I can remember, an important part of how I do things. Oh, darn. Come on. My computer is being a little obstinate to me today. It won't let me move this. So I can, let's see, maybe if I go like this, there. Okay. I'm not sure what I just did. Well, anyway, so as you go through this, you're going to see a food list. And the reason I brought up about my children and menu planning and everything is because this is something I thought would be really helpful to people. And so Dr. Rita Marie asked me to put this together because I know it's been really helpful to me to have a shopping list that I can use to check off the foods that I need. And so as you go through your menus, so you write, you know, what you have for breakfast, if you have breakfast. I know not everybody eats breakfast. But your breakfast, lunch, dinner, if you decide to have snacks. And again, this is a guideline. It doesn't mean you wake up on Monday and say, okay, because I wrote this down, I have to eat it. It just helps you to figure out what it is you could be eating. It also helps you as you do your shopping. And so here we have the different foods and things that you can look at as you go grocery shopping to buy. And you may live in an area where not all of these things are available. You know, I go out to my yard to get things like purslane. The nettles are in full force now. And so I do a lot of my shopping in my yard. So you can see here, this is something you can print out and go through your cupboards, see what you already have and the things that you might need to buy that will fit in with the different recipes that are in the recipe collection. So I don't know how many of you are into this type of thing, but there you go. I hope that's helpful. Yeah. Great. We had a question about oatmeal and breakfast. Here is where we have a break. We call it a break your fast because we realize not everybody breaks their fast at 6, 7, 8 in the morning. You might not eat your first meal till 11, 12, 1 o'clock. And these are full of the different foods that you can use, the different recipes that you can use. And so, I just wish I could move this. I don't know why it's not letting me use this. Oh well. So you can see here, we've got juices and smoothies, we've got chia seed, porridge, just different foods. and recipes that you can use first thing in the morning. I'm sure oranges are not a part of that. sorry. So, how many of you have made chia gel?
I have.
Great. So you know that you can use chia gel, whether it be as chia porridge or a tablespoon or two in a smoothie. And so you'll see some of these things here, the types of foods that you can use. You know, if your gut's in need of some fermentation or probiotic, there are some ideas for that. If you're looking to balance more of your omega-3, 6, and 9s, you can look at those foods. If you need more greens, those are some ideas. Starting the day with some water. If you can, if your body can handle lemon or lime, you can put the juice of that in there. You can put apple cider vinegar. You can put in just some salt. You can have plain water or even some tea. Those can be used for that. So here's some basic ideas for smoothies or juices. Again, with juices, you want to be careful because there's not the fiber to slow it down. So you might find that actually raising your blood sugar. And that's where you'll hear her say, you can mix in some chia gel in with your juice to provide that extra fiber. Okay, so hormone hacking breakfast one, it's your quick and easy chia porridge. You can have some juice or smoothie, things like that. Another one is the apple chia breakfast medley. Again, have a green juice or a smoothie, maybe put some coconut yogurt in there, scrambled no eggs. So there's some menus that you can put into your menu planner. Here are the recipes that you can look at. Which one is this? So there's, you've got your recipe for cashew yogurt. I know a lot of people are looking for that. Your nut milk recipe. And I'll tell you, making nut milk is really easy and it's so much cheaper than it is buying it at the store. Pumpkin seed chocolate milk. There's your chia gel recipe. Chia porridge, the apple chia breakfast medley. Blueberries and cream, scrambled no eggs, and it's not with tofu. And there's juices and smoothies. So I hope this helps that person that was looking for something other than oatmeal. I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with oatmeal. It's how your body responds. So as you eat the oatmeal and you take your blood sugar reading, if it goes up over 110, then you might want to set it aside. The other piece to that is rotation. I know sometimes we get busy. It's like, I'm just going to have the same smoothie or whatever every day. And what happens is your body becomes intolerant to those ingredients. It's not that they're allergic to it, but it's like enough already. And so rotation is really important to remember. You can have a green smoothie every day, but rotate the types of greens that you put in there. Or maybe instead of always using an avocado, rotate an avocado, maybe some coconut yogurt or cashew yogurt. I always like to share with people that they have two or three different things that they can rotate through so your body doesn't become intolerant to it. And this recipe book is really good. And you can use those not just for your breakfast. You can use them for just about anything. And this is just, again, a review of your startup supplies to see if there's anything else in there that you want. There's a resource list for other foods or supplies for a healthy kitchen. And then I think somebody was asking about these videos. And again, yeah, just note that they are here, and if you want to take a quick look at some of them just to see what they're at, they offer, then to come back here and you can do them. There's videos and recipe collections with them. So, so know that as you go through this, what can I do? What can I write down that I need to do? So it's not like you have to start with your shopping list and pantry list before you do anything else. It's like, oh, okay. So I know that the food part is important. I know that coming up with the list and seeing what I already have that fits in these guidelines is important. I'll print it out. So when I go shopping, it's here and ready. And, oh, look, here's a recipe book. I'll print that out. And when I make my recipe list, I'm ready to go. And so that's what all of this is here for, the resources. So as you start to make your menus, you have resources, and then you have your journal. So I'm going to bring it back again just to summarize where we've been so far. So far we've logged into our Unstoppable Health Community site. We've gone to our Sweet Spot program. We've done our Prepare for Success with our Commitment to Action and Inspired Health Vision System. We've moved on to getting our supplies, our glucose meter, our supplements, things, and started looking at foods. Then the next step is to do more assessment. They're, you know, it doesn't cost anything. Each assessment might take maybe 3 to 5 minutes. It varies. And it just, you'll get, once you hit submit, you'll get an email that has the results of it. So it tells you more about what's going on within your body and the importance of taking care of it. And then we move over and we start to measure our blood glucose, and we're starting to track it, and we understand the importance of it. Then the next step is to make sure we have that morning routine in hand. We, you know, the importance of taking your blood sugar right away. You move into a burst exercise, drinking your water, and then having that moment with Dr. Rita Marie. And then we move into the food. So I'm going to stop right there because I know, you know, there's a lot there, but I want to make sure people, they feel the flow, they understand what the importance of each of those pieces. And most importantly, this is at your pace. You don't have to be done with any of this by the time of the next call. So how's everybody doing there so far?
I do have a question regarding the self-pace and the metabolic reset.
Okay.
So if it is self-paced, at what point should we be at that would be beneficial for us to do the reset with the group?
Sure. You know, if you can be done with foundations and checking your blood sugar, seeing how the foods are doing, and having reviewed modules 1 through 5, by the time we start the metabolic reset, that would be great. Know that in the upcoming calls, she's going to be reviewing each of those modules with you. So for now, I would just concentrate on foundations. So you basically have about 2 weeks to really spend and relax into foundations.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. And know that at the next one, she'll most likely be talking about the fitness module because that's module 1. Now, hey, Edie.
Hey.
Now, that doesn't mean you can't go into module 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can. But know that she will, on the calls that are just for Sweet Spot, she will be reviewing those and getting more in depth into that to explain that. The other thing too is I almost want to say don't overthink it. Just go with it. Do what you can. It's okay to just review each of those modules and know that what you need to know will be there for you at the moment you need it.
I have a question.
Okay.
You mentioned a blood sugar of 110 as far as the high point after we eat a food, and mine are starting out in the mornings in the 115, mm-hmm. 117 range. Is there some place that we can find her recommended, you know, ideal before you eat in the day, ideal for what time after you eat?
Sure.
So we can kind of know what we're shooting for.
Sure. And she does it, you bet. Great question. So she does talk about this in her video on the, let's see, where am I at here? To go one more over. In the test your glucose area. Basically, if you're starting, whether you're at 110, 115, or maybe you're at 97 or something like that, it's going to be harder. There's going to be more effort required to stay under 110 or to stay low. Let's say you start out at 115. You want to stay within 20 points of that when you eat. So if you start out at 115 in the morning and or even before a meal and you eat something, you don't want it to go any more than 135. So you want to stay within a 20-point range of where of your baseline. And she does explain that in the foundations level test your glucose in her video.
Okay, so it's in her video. There's not a guide that we can reference really in terms of ideal ranges.
Oh, sure. So the ideal range, and it's to be under 110. It's just that's what it is to stay under 110 is the ideal. And so she, in these tracking charts and everything, she goes through that. Where am I? And then here in understanding glucose and insulin patterns, she also goes through that. And she has the transcript and everything there. I'm just looking here.
Returning back to baseline, let's say we get up to 135. Do we 2 hours to get back to 115 or what?
Well, that's what you're tracking. Ideally, within 2 hours, you should be back at your baseline. But that's what you are tracking to see how long it takes. So if you start out at 115 before you eat, and then you do your testing of right after and every 15 minutes up to an hour, you want to see how far up it went and how far it is at that point. If it's still not back at the baseline then you do another hour later. And by then it should ideally be back to the baseline. If it's not, then test it another hour later. Again, while you're doing this, and I'll pull up the actual... back in the feed here. There we go. Make it a little bigger here. Okay. So as you're testing it here, you're going to be able to see what was going on. What was it I ate? What was my stress level? What was going on at the time I ate this food? Because it's not always just the food. Was I exercising right before I ate? Maybe I need to adjust my exercise schedule. And this is just a way for you to see the patterns that are happening in your own body. And if you're starting out already at over 110 especially, It's like, why is that happening? And so as you go through the different sections on food and nutrition, on sleep, you're going to learn more about what might be happening. You know, if you wake up in the morning and your blood sugar is already really high, you know, what's going on at night? Did I, when did I eat? Did I exercise at night? Maybe I have some digestive issues such as parasites or bacteria that are up at night because that's when they like to party, and it's putting a stress on my body, so it's raising my blood sugar. And so that's what this is doing. It's not a tracking of what anybody is doing right or wrong. It's a tracking of just what is. This is what's happening. And then it gives you the opportunity to make a choice on adjusting food, on adjusting stress, on adjusting your exercise, on adjusting your sleep or anything else like that. Does that make any sense at all? As far as the guideline, a book that says, you know, if you start out at 110, this is what your blood sugar should be. To my knowledge, there isn't anything like that. But there is the guideline that says if you start out and you're already have a higher range, you want to keep it within the 20-point range. And she does explain that in the video.
That's tough. 20 points. Well, yeah.
Right. And so again, this is where you get to make the choices. And it's, the idea is that it's temporary. The idea is that you are giving your body a chance to rest. It's probably the ultimate staycation we can probably make. You are adjusting the food schedule so that your body can rest, so it can do its own job of healing. You know, we're not healing it. You're doing that by saying, okay, I'm only eating these foods that are going to give my body the most rest I can give it. I'm going to be careful with my stress, because my body needs that to be in a healing state. I'm going to be careful with my exercise, because I see by the patterns that if I exercise at this time or do this type of exercise, it's raising my blood sugar. I need to change that, at least for now, so that my body can rest. If I don't sleep well, my blood sugar goes up. I need to do what I can to get my body to rest. So it's not a forever thing. It's something you're doing as a gift to your body to help it rest and relax. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm not telling you it's easy. I've been there.
Yeah.
You know, metabolic syndrome runs in my family. And I can tell when I'm off of it for whatever reason. You know, the floaters start to show up in my body. The tinnitus starts ringing in my ears. My joints start to get achy. All right, time for me to choose. And stress is a biggie. This is huge. And stress has many forms. Hey, Janet. You know? And this is what we're offering you here. It's not just the food. The food is, we do food because it's easy to control food. It's easy to go to the store and make a menu plan and make that part. But it's not always the food. So I'm not going to.
May I make a comment?
Please.
Wow, what a great job you've done. Hi everyone, I'm Janet Books. I'm in Dr. Rita Marie's Nutritional Endocrinology Program as a practitioner, a student, and I've been with Lynn for about 4 or 5 years. And I'm also a raw food chef. And you all are doing like graduate work on yourself. This is not easy. Even though we understand every word that's being said, when we walk away, it's like, oh my gosh, what was that?
What did I just do?
Yeah. Go slow. Take it easy. Take one thing away from it all. And come to all of the calls, ask questions, and just keep working at it, because it's a lifestyle change. It's not just a menu change.
Yeah.
And it's big. So, yeah. And if you think that this is hard to listen to, this is more difficult to try and explain, because there is so much detail and there are so many options and solutions, and we are also very different. So
yeah,
congratulations to all of you. We are here to help you. And Lynn is amazing. So
I appreciate
good luck.
It. Yeah. I'm just taking a look at some of the chat things here now.
Thank you, Janet. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And I want to back up what Janet said. I commend each and every one of you for being here. I have been on this journey as well. And so the words that I offer are from my own experience. They're my own encouragement to you. And hopefully they're seen as that person further up the road, holding up the light post going, you can do this. You can do this. Just keep watching. Listen to my voice and you can do this. You know, here's the foods that might be helpful to you. Here's the movement that might be helpful to you. Just listen to the voice. And that sounded kind of creepy, but just listen and we'll be able to guide you all along the way as you have questions, when you're feeling a little stressed. I mean, we talk about reducing stress here, and yet you may still have stress because of doing this. And I invite you, as you feel that stress in your body, to just take a breath and go, okay, where is this coming from? Why am I feeling this stress? I'm doing well. I'm here. And know that we're all here to support you. Whether you do Facebook and you can go on there and ask questions, please fill out your journals. I help Pam monitor those as well. Come to the calls as you can. And let's see, Lois, so when you say if we don't do testing, if you're talking about the blood glucose monitor, or, you know, doing your own blood glucose testing.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Lois. Hi.
Okay. So are you not doing it because you're not able to, or,
I don't like the, I'm squeamish about doing the poking, and I feel stressed out even thinking about it.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if within the program, is this addressed for those of us like me at this point, who are uncomfortable poking, that I can still get through the program and have be successful?
You can definitely still do the program. Without the poking, I encourage you to sit with that, because like I said at the beginning of the call, I totally understand that I hate needles. I just don't like needles. And again, I offer this as encouragement to try it. Now, if it's the pain, first of all, I after I got through it a few times, I realized it, for me at least, it wasn't as painful as I thought. But the other piece too is there's a device called a Genteel, and we do talk about it in where I think it's prepare. It's where you gather your materials. where she first talks about the glucose monitor. And when I have worked with other people who, like yourself, have said there's just no way, and they've used the Genteel, they're like, wow, I don't even feel it. So if you go to the Genteel website and get on their mailing list, they frequently have discounts and sales. So you can purchase it then. But again, you do not have to do it. It just helps. Because you have that physical, you see where your blood sugar levels are at. And it does help. What it asks you to do it asks you to pay more attention to your body, because you won't be able to tell if it's going up high or how high it's going up or if it's going down. And so your tracking sheet would look more like, I ate this and these are the symptoms I found in my body. And so that's what it's asking you to do. Does that help at all?
So if I decide not to do the blood testing, then I'm going to eat a food and then see how I react to it?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, I encourage you to sit with that decision, because, like I said, I didn't want to, and I finally did it, and I just learned so much. I really didn't think I had any blood sugar problems, and I was surprised, and it's really helped me. I don't say that to say anything about your decision, but just to encourage you to have that conversation with yourself and find out where that comes from.
Thank you very much. I'll consider it, but right at the moment I'm just like, but then I'm wondering if this program is right for me, because it seems like so much of it is based on, you know, having that monitoring of the blood sugar, and then I'm going to lose out if I don't do it. But in the meantime, I'm still feeling stressed about, you know, so much testing. So,
sure. And can you share with me more about what brought you here? When you listened to Dr. Rita Marine, her webinars or any of that, what was going on within you that you thought this would be a good program for you?
Well, the whole idea of getting better control of my health and mm-hmm. losing weight and feeling more energetic. And then I had read some posts saying that you didn't necessarily have to do the testing. So that was key for me in that, well, I can do this program and not have to poke my finger.
Sure. No, so, and you don't you don't have to.
No, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know,
I understand also that I would glean so much more information about my own body and how I react to the different foods that I eat.
Right. And that may be a next step for you. So for now, to help you be more relaxed in what you're doing, make your menu plans, eat the foods that are in the green section, and just start eating those foods. Start going through the movements, and yeah, track how you're feeling. Track, am I losing? You know, as I step on that scale, which way is the number going? How is my body responding when I do movement? When I do a squat, or can I walk better? How is my brain? Am I starting to recall things more? And use it to track that type of thing as well. And so for now, this is what we do, and it helps you relax into the routine and this lifestyle. Does that make sense? Does that help?
Yes, thank you very much. And also, I had another question. I ordered the binder with the mm-hmm. recipes and all that. So whatever we see online, is that the same that I'll find in the binder?
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, it's all the same. So I don't have to print out what's, I'm going to get a physical copy.
You're going to get a physical copy of that 30-day blood sugar meal makeover kit. And then the other thing is that it is a binder. So if you do find recipes that you like, you can print those off and put them in the binder.
Great.
Yeah.
And also I signed up for to have a one-on-one appointment this week. So maybe after speaking to that person, I'll feel more comfortable.
Absolutely. Is it with Kimberly?
Yes.
Yeah, I love Kimberly. She's amazing. And she would be a perfect person to talk to about this. Right, Janet?
Yes, and I just want to remind all of you that this is honing in on a very small and narrow part of the program that Dr. Rita Marie offers, because the whole program, the entirety of it in our life, is to have balance. This is one small point, and the pricking of the finger is just one small place to exactly. Do some easy, quick monitoring. So all the other things that are incorporated in this, with the relaxation, with the stress, the exercise, having fun every day and laughing, having fun with this program. That's the best part of it, meeting new people. So you will get a lot out of the program, even if you don't check your blood for a while or ever.
Right. Thank you. That's perfect.
Thank you both very much. I appreciate your words.
You bet. And, we're here for you. We're here for you.
Thank you so much for answering my questions.
You're welcome. I know I haven't gone through the whole thing. Maybe I should go back there. So again, just to summarize what we've done so far is, and Edie, I don't know if you had all your questions answered there that gave you some guidance in what you were asking. But to summarize what we've done so far, you've logged into your Unstoppable Health Community site, you've gone to your Sweet Spot dashboard, we've done Prepare for Success, you've gotten your supplies, your food, your supplements, or at least had them ordered. You've done some other assessments. And this is, again, where it could be really helpful to you. Those are free. There's no poking. Just fill out those different areas to see how the rest of your body is doing. Should you be doing the glucose testing? You can go through that. You can go through and watch them and review it just so on that day, should you decide to do it, you're ready. You understand it more. We went over some foundational habits that become your part of your morning routine with, again, should you do it, testing your blood sugar first thing to see where, what did I wake up at, doing a quick burst for 30 to 60 seconds first thing, making sure you're staying hydrated, so drinking a great big glass of water, listening to the Transforming Stress audio that you got from Dr. Rita Marie. And this becomes your morning routine. Of course, it helps when you go to bed early. Then the next piece we discussed was, if it comes up here, the nutrition. So we give you a lot of information here about the types of foods you can eat that will help with your blood sugar and your insulin. There's a shopping guide here with a list and a menu planner that you can use to create a guideline for the week and having the foods ready. There's recipes in here for breakfast type meals, how to just have things in your kitchen to help with your meal planning. There's some other videos there and recipe guides. So, you know, you started your day, you've done your burst exercise, you're drinking water, you're doing your moment of stress release, and then you made a nice healthy breakfast. And again, you know, the self-pace, you have about 2 weeks if you haven't finished this already for the next call. So you have time to rest into it. And then we have some of the other pieces you can look through, making sure you're doing in your day. You know, again, just reiterating the idea of the burst exercise. If you have time to do any other type of exercise or movement, we go through that there, the hydration, and making some good nutritious food. Now, this is where your recipe collection is. So where this is again is, this is, and this is the 250-page recipe collection. This is in Lifestyle Jumpstart. It's in action plan number 3, where it says begin making blended greens and nutritious beverages and click to download. This is where you're going to find the recipe collection. Okay. And so you can see here, you know, you've got juice recipes, ways to start your day, smoothies with low sugar fruits, if your body handles that, without fruit. Nut and seed milks, gels and fermented foods, your cashew yogurt, coconut kefir, cheeses, sauerkraut, other breakfast recipes, lunch and dinner, so you have soup. The creamy Southwest cauliflower soup is my favorite. Different salads, sandwiches, wraps, and rolls, veggies and sides, pasta and noodles, sea vegetables if you want to start experimenting with that, cooked meals, pâtés, dips and dressings, you know, sour cream, and there's different salad dressings, pesto, there's other sauces that coconut curry sauce is really good. You know, you don't have to go without cheese. You can make cheese, and it is not hard to make this cheese. If you have a dehydrator, there's dehydrator recipes. Desserts and goodies, amaretto truffles. Yes, very good. So, pardon me. So again, you see that's in, this is in the Lifestyle Jumpstart, and it is in action item number 3. And a lot of this is just reiterating. It's just making sure you understand more about what to do. And then you go here, and there's a little checklist. Pardon me. And so what you do here is you check up all these little boxes. And it says, congratulations, move to module 1. I'm going to stop sharing again. So let's see, somebody's here asking about the Freestyle Continuous Glucose Monitor. So they only have the 14-day patch. Yeah, the 10-day patch is, we found to be more accurate than the 14-day. Yeah, the 10-day patch is more accurate than the 14-day one. If that's the one you can get, at least you can get started on it. I don't know where you live in Canada. A lot of people cross the border and get it. But or if there's another type of a glucose monitor you can get. You know, we do what we can with what we have. Because sometimes in our mind we have this idea of, okay, well then do with what you've got. And I totally understand that. You know, we have, as in talking with, and I apologize, Lois, I think it was, that was talking about doing the program without doing the pricking of the finger in the glucose monitor. It's all perfectly okay. It's all perfectly okay because we are all here in our own sense of perfection and imperfection. There is no perfect. There is no way to do this program perfectly because we are all perfectly imperfect. But we are also here to do the best we can. And so like Janet was saying, I applaud you for being here. You are doing and providing yourself the most amazing gift. And just by showing up, I applaud you. And by doing one step, I applaud you. And I celebrate with you that you did that one step. Anytime you feel a sense of dis-ease or where you don't feel as happy, you know, then just breathe into it and see how we're doing. And Yvonne is asking for planning purposes, are all calls scheduled to be 2 hours? So calls are scheduled ideally to be about 90 minutes. But we realize at the beginning of a call, of a program, that there are more questions. So, you know, for the first couple of calls, I would plan on 2 hours. But by the time we get into the third, fourth week and beyond, the routine will be there and people will understand more. And so they're usually about 90 minutes at that point. So I want to make sure, has this helped everybody? Do you feel a little more relaxed about the program? The Facebook group is called Sweet Spot Solutions. Let me see if you should have, where is it? In the Get Started, I'll share my screen again. So in the Get Started button, so this again is in Foundations, Get Started, and click on that, and in one of the steps, it has the place where you can join the Facebook group. Right here, step number 3. And it is private. So this is where you go, where you make sure that you are getting your emails from Dr. Rita Marie. And helps you a little bit more is understanding the dashboard. And then your Facebook. It also adds on here the call page. So you can write down all the calls, the dates and times and everything. And then there's a link for the a frequently asked question page. And let's see, it looks like there's some chats here. Sure, go ahead, Edie.
Hey, okay, I haven't been the best student. I tried to listen to the kickoff call. It was like 2.5 hours, so I did a lot of multitasking. So I apologize. And I want to make sure I have a sense of what's going on here. And so the first month of May, the program sounds like we're tracking what we're eating carefully because that helps us to learn if that's a protein powder that our body reacts to, whereas someone else may be fine, any food. Getting a sense of our body's pattern, you know, I just checked mine. I had a huge salad with tons of black beans on it at lunch, and it's 100, where it was 117 fasting this morning. So this is the kind of learning, I guess, we're tracking and we're incorporating then for recipes.
Correct. And
we're just getting kind of our arms around it. And then in June, that's when we really try to really change. We've kind of figured out what we need to do for our bodies, and that's when we implement our personalized changes through the reset. Is that what we do here?
Sure. Pretty close. So now during the month of May, like you said, we're going to track and see how is our body responding. What we want to find out, if we're able to keep our blood sugar below 110, what foods will do that? Or in regard to what you were asking earlier, if you start already above 110, what's going to give my body the lowest glycemic reaction? You know, so, and part of that too is in that tracking, again, every 15 minutes, is going to be important now, because you're going to see how far up it goes and then how long it takes to go down. So when tracking your salad with the black beans, it's like, well, how long did it take to go up to or go down to 110? And did it go up before it reached 100? And then, you know, what happened that it brought it down? Now, if you're starting at 110 and it's going down, then you're having a hypoglycemic reaction. And so you want to see why is that happening. And so that again, so during the month of May, we're tracking to see which foods give us the lowest glycemic reaction, which exercise, the importance of stress and sleep. Because during the month of June, those are the foods you're going to eat. You're going to stick to those foods. That's why this tracking is so important right now.
No, I just had a little light bulb go off, because I think I had my salad about an hour ago and I had this very heavy sleep come over me. And so it could be that blood sugar spiked and it's dropping quickly. So I see the value now in every 15 minutes. So I don't have to order the Gentile, because that's a lot of sticking.
Yeah, no, I totally understand.
And we don't have to track that closely forever. It's just so we can refine what we do in June.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Exactly.
And I just wanted to say that this time with you has been incredibly valuable. And I almost wish that like the kickoff call had been a little more focused like this. I want to get up somehow or something. I don't know. That was just, it was like a long stretch down.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's a learning process for us as well. Even though we've done this many, many, many times, it's like each child you have, just because I have 7 children doesn't mean I'm going to raise each child differently, because I can tell you I didn't, because they're each different. And each group of you is different, and you bring your own gifts and questions to it. And so we can start out with the kickoff call the way it was and then go, oh, look, they need this. And so then that's why you had me do this, because we saw that you needed this.
Yeah, this is helpful.
Yeah.
If there's any way that for the various calls, if they are going to be a longer call, if we could get a breakdown of like the first 20 minutes we're going to do a stress thing.
Well, so I'm doing another call tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And based on what I've done with this call and the kind of questions you have, that will help me. And honestly, you know, moment of transparency, the hardest thing I have for myself and is boundaries. And so this has really helped me. So I want to thank all of you. It's helped me realize that in this, when I present this to you, you need to have that type of a structure. And so I'll have that for you tomorrow.
No, thank you for your generosity. I think that's a fair point. Boundaries just make people feel safe. And like,
yeah.
This is tight.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to, you have a really great question as well about with your blood sugars. Yes, the ideal is that we help you to get below 110. And some of you are going, oh, really? My sugars are really high. What the heck? You know, it's okay. we all have goals in life that we're trying to meet. And so right now, your goal is would then be to bring your blood sugars lower, with the idea that maybe it's not this year, maybe it's next year, or maybe it's another time. Through the steps you learn here, you're going to continue to lower, and then they'll get lower, and then they'll get lower, to the point that, yeah, you can easily have them be under 110. It may not be that way for now, and that's okay. That's just where you are now. This is the snapshot of your life right now. And so we're going to be helping you to bring your blood sugars lower. And so that's the goal. And somebody had said earlier about accessing the food list. And so I want to just do one last, I'm going to do one last share because I actually have to leave myself. So the food list, the original food list is under, under get your supplies. There is one food list there that goes over some really basic foods for you to have from there, and that's with right here. It's this download here. This is a basic food supply. If you want the more expanded one that has the shopping list and all of that, you're going to find that under, oh, come on, foundational nutrition. And if you're not seeing it for some reason, then write into help desk. And it's right here. So if you're not seeing that, then write into help desk and let them know that you're not able to access and open it. All right. So I hope this helps. Again, as often happens, you leave the call like you were saying, going, oh, I should have asked. I wish I'd learned. So start making the list. And so when you take your pulse, you want to do it for a minute. If you have a second hand on, or if your phone has like the little clock that goes through for a minute, and you can either do it on your neck or you can do the radial pulse. And then just write it down. And what I'm going to do is send a note to Dr. Rita Marie to find out more about that, because I'm not aware of anything she has there. And I'll bring that to the call tomorrow. And or I'll put something on the Facebook group for those of you who are on there. So
when you talk, when you reference that, are you talking about so we can know what a good pulse is? Or
correct. Correct. Or just even so that you know what your pulse is, because it's on the tracking sheet.
Yeah.
I said that because I had just asked her that in the chat.
Yeah.
Good, thanks.
Yeah, sorry. Multitasking myself. So this has been helpful to me. I understand more about what your questions are and what you're looking for. And so if you do decide to come to the call tomorrow afternoon, I'll be a little more structured in what I bring to you. And we will start at the beginning with the site tour. So like we did today, like I finally got to today, it's like, okay, we start here, we start here, we start here. And then just keep repeating it so people understand the flow of what their day should be like, how they should do these things, and hopefully give you some more guidance on there so that you won't feel so much stress.
No, and, great. Thank you very much.
You bet. Marilla, I have to tell you, I love the colors in your room. That's just beautiful. So...
I like the pictures on your wall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I have to go pick up my grandkids from school, and I will see you all tomorrow. Again, if you have questions, go on to the Facebook site or write in your journals, and we'll help you from there.
Thanks, Glenn. You're very generous. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Janet, for your words and pearls of wisdom as well.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Yes. Have a good day. See you tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.